Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bechoris is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner. Le'ilo Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
We're learning Meseches Bechoris Daf Tes. We're going to start from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chamor Shelei Bichra, if he has a Chamor which never had a child, the oldest Shnei Zecharim, and now they are twins, so we don't know which one is the Bechor. Doesn't matter. Nesen Tzalechad L'Kayin, you give one set. It doesn't make a difference which one's the Bechor. Because at the Pet Chamor, what you do is you pay it with the Seh, and the Chamor is completely Chulin. The Seh is also completely Chulin. The Seh is given to a Kayin. So here, one of these two happened to be a Bechor. We don't know which one, but we know for sure there is a Bechor here. So Mela, we know for sure we have a Pet Chamor, so therefore a Mafish is Seh, we give it to a Kayin, and it makes no difference which one is which. But if Zachar Nekeva, the Chamor had a Zachar and a Nekeva, so now we don't know if there's a Bechor. The Zachar came first, there is. And if the Nekeva came first, it's not. So mafresh tlecha ba'atzmai, you have to mafresh a tlech, like the Gemara explains the Amid Beis, because otherwise the Chamor is asa b'hana, otherwise you wouldn't be mafresh the tlech. We'll see that. And the Hamshach of the Shir. But the Ma'is, you can keep it, because the Ma'itzim Chaveh al-Varayi, when you have a suffix, if you have to give it to the Kayin or not, that's called a suffix mammon. By a suffix mammon, the halacha is, you could keep it. Ha'ma'itzim Chaveh al-Varayi. That's a one donkey. Shtei chamayim shalei bikru. Let's say you have two chamayim, two female donkeys which didn't have a child. The elder shnei skarim. You come and both of them had a child, the both skarim. So of course, nesin shnei tolam mekayin. They're both mekayim, even though you don't know which one, which animal gave birth to each one. It makes no difference. They're both mekayim. But if it's zachar in a keva, a shnei skarim in a keva, so you have a zachar in a keva, or even if you have two skarim in a keva, by a Zachar and a Nekeva, since they both gave birth, you know for sure that they're both firstborn. One's Achiv, the Zachar, and the Nekeva is not. By Shnei Zacharim and Nekeva, you might be Chayiv twice, they might both be Bechar, you know they both gave birth. So one of the Zacharim is definitely a Bechar, and the other one we're not sure, because if it was born first, then it would be a Bechar. But it's possible, on the second one, that the Nekeva was born first. So therefore, since you only have one Vade Bechar, the other Bechar is a Suffolk Bechar, you're nice and tlech of the Kayin, you only give one sheep to the Kayin, the other one is a Suffolk Ametzim Chavel Veraya. Let's say you have Shtei Nekevis for Zachar, let's say there's two Nekevis in a Zachar, so you don't know for sure if there's a Bechar altogether. It could be the Zachar was born after a Nekeva. A Shnei Scharim is Shtei Nekevis, so if you have two Scharim and two Nekevis, so again you don't know for sure if there's a Bechar. Ein kan the Kayin Klum, the Kayin does not get anything. Now, in the case of Shnei Zecharim v'Nekeva Achas, or Shtei Nekevis v'Zachar Achas, or Shtei Zecharim v'Shtei Nekevis, the Mishnah doesn't say clearly, in any of these cases, if you mafresh a tlev v'hu la'atzmai. Like in the case of Shnei Zecharim v'Nekeva Achas, where you give one tlev to the Kayin, like the Mishnah says, but you might really have another Zachar. You might. So that could be a reason why it should be mafresh tlev hu latzmai. And similarly, in the case of shnei nekevis and one zachar, or shnei nekevis and shnei scharim, so the zachar and the scharim might be becharim. The Mishnah is not clear. Rashi says that any time you have any suffik, you mafresh tlev hu latzmai. So by shnei scharim and one nekeva, you give a tlev to the kayin and you mafresh a tlev hu latzmai. By Shnei Nekevis and one Zachar, you mafish a Tlev Vulatzmai. And by Shnei Scharim and Shnei Nekevis, you mafish Tutzlam Vulatzmai. And this is also Shittas Taisus and the Rosh, and Rabbeinu Gershom on the side, and Kama other Rishainim, like Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Arzeru and the Tur. Now the Rosh asks, by the case of Shnei Scharim, the Nekeva Achas, why wouldn't you be Potter al Sech Sveka? I mean, you're giving one set to a kain. The question is, are you mafresh another set? Now, does it have to be chayish or two b'chayis? So why don't you have a svek sveka? I have a suffix that maybe one of these chamayis had two scharim, the other one had a nekeva. And in that case, it's impossible for more than one of the chamayim, more than one of the scharim to be a b'char. And I have another suffix, that even in Tim Suleimar, that there was a zacha by one and a zacha nekeva by the other, but then there's two chances. Could be the Zachar was born first. Could be the Nekeva is born first. So the male is a sex sveka. So even though statistically, it's really a Safek HaShakel, Because one of the Sekarim are definitely a Bechar, and as far as the question, is the other older one a Zachar or a Nekeva? Statistically, there's only two possibilities. But Svek Sveika goes along this. And along this, you can make such a Svek Sveika that maybe one of the Chamayim had two Sekarim, and then there's no possibility of another Bechar. And Imtim Suleimar, that one had one Zachar, and one had one Zachar, and one Nekeva, which that's a Safik HaShakel, if it was two Sekarim and a Nekeva, or one Zachar and one Zachar, one Nekeva. So on the Tzad, that it's two Sekarim and a Nekeva, that is only one Bechar. On the Tzad, that it's one Zachar, and one Zachar and one Nekeva, so on that, there's two Tzadim. Maybe the Nekeva's first, maybe the Zachar's first. So it's a Sek Sveikel Lekul effect, the Rush. So why would you mafish sell who lats, mate? So Zach, the Rush, Gavaldagi, you say it. If you could be mapped to something with a Svek Sveika, but you have an easy way to be misakin it without any hefsid, you're not mapped to Svek Sveika b'chai gavna. You go and you're misakin it since it's not going to cause any hefsid. Sounds like a gvaldige klal milcha Svek Sveika. Now the Merit HaGazi is bothered because there is a discussion in the Paiskim if you have a Svek Sveika which you could be mavar one of the Sveikas. If you have a Svek Sveika which you can mavar one of the Sveikas or both of the Sveikas, are you mechuyev to mevar? Is there a din of evshel of ruay by a svek sveka? They can't be svemech on a svek sveka. Go be mevar. So there is a ramah that comes from a chumah sadesh and sim memzayin. The ramah is simin kuf yud siftes in yaredeya. That even if it's evshel of ruay, you're not mechuyev to mevar. You can be svemech on svek sveka even when it's evshel of ruay. So if you find this thing that by evshel of ruay you can still be svemech on svek sveka. So how does it stem with this rush that says that when you can be Mesak and Bekal, you're not Tzemech on Svek Sveika? So then the Shach wants to say that the Ari Shainim that hold that by Evshel of Ruah, you're not Tzemech on Svek Sveika. The Shach there in Simen Kuf Yud Sifkan Samach Vav, he discusses that Shmuz. And the Shach there ends up being Mechalik, and a lot of places go this way, that it depends how hard it is to be Mevar. If it's difficult to be Mevar, so it could be Tzemech on it. That maybe not. You know, if you're going to say that even when it's hard to be Mevar, you're mechuyev to Mevar, so you're going to have to say, along this, that any time it's Evshel of Ruah, it doesn't have a din Safik. It's Evshel of Ruah. It's not called a Safik Bechalal. But that there are most saying not that way, that even though it's Evshel of Ruah, it's still called a Safik, it's still called a Svek Sveika, you could be Tzemech on Svek Sveika. But could be if you can be Mevar easily, so that you're mechuyev, you shouldn't be Tzemech, Svek Sveika is a heter. Shouldn't be saying mechana heter when you have the yetsa. So nafkamin is if it's easy or hard. So if you go that way, so Mir al Gazi's kash is not shver. Here it's very easy to take care of the svek sveka. You just mafresh its lev hulatzma. It doesn't cost you anything. So a mail is called easy. If it's easy, so you shouldn't be saying mechana svek sveka. Mashen kain the din that by evshel of ruah yinam mechuyitim vares. When it's difficult to mevar, napshat it won't cost you anything. It's a major tircha. Then you're not mechuyev to mevar. I saw another interesting svara from the Tal Torah from a Meir Arik that he wants to say that even if you're going to say the Ramah is saying even if it's easy you don't have to mevar, but that's the pshat because it could be if you'll be mevar, you'll find out that it's aser. Like the case of the Ramah, you have a svek sveka to say that a chicken is mutter, so you'll go be mevar, you'll be baidik. Have a suffix of his nishmen agaf, and even nishmen agaf is only asa because it might have punctured the lungs. So you'll be mevar, but if you'll be mevar, you lose your whole chicken. So you're not mechuyev to mevar. Mashenk in here, it's not pshat, you can be mevar. You can be mesakin. There won't be any problem being mesakin. If it's evite, you're not saying mechanit. An interesting svara. I saw in the Biurim to the Badei HaShulchan, the end of Simen Kuf Yud Siftes, he brings down the Rush. He says that he could possibly learn the Rosh that it's Al-Zdava Sheish Le-Matirin. And there, Zvicha wouldn't have a Shaykhus to Evshel of Ruah. Evshel of Ruah is not a Dava Sheish Le-Matirin. The Yisayna Dava is, if you could be Mesakin it, so that's called Dava Sheish Le-Matirin. There's a Shiloh about, let's say, if a Keli, which wasn't Kasher, it got mixed into other Kalim. A Trefa Keli got mixed into Kasher Kalim. Do you say it's Dava Sheish Le-Matirin, so it won't be Batal because you could Kasher it? So the Achrayim say, well, it's very hard to kasher. So male it's not called Davish Matirim because it will cause a Teirach. Sounds like if it won't be hard, it will be called a Davish Matirim if you have an Eitzah to make it Mutter. So male, you see such a Svara that it could be maybe called a Davish Matirim. If that's true, so zichan an akasha from Eshel Levruy. Eshel Levruy doesn't make it a davar sheish lematirin. But the thing is, it's actually a machlokes rishonim if what's it done by svek sveka by a davar sheish lematirin. The Ramah brings the dais that a davar sheish mitzvah is not a svek sveka, so it would be very good. But the Rosh himself doesn't hold that way. The Rosh didn't say the halacha of davar sheish lematirin here. The Rosh in Shuvah Sirash Klal Beis Din Aleph holds that svek sveka works by a davar sheish lematirin. But he still says here, since you could fix it, you have to fix it. Faisis is a different svar. Even if your old davar sheish lematirin is not a problem, it could be saying mechan svek sveka, we could become mutter. I want to eat it now, I don't want to wait. But if you could fix it easily right now, don't be saying mechan svek sveka. He brings that by suffering the tilas yadayim, it says that if a suffering is mayim, is kosher, possible tilas yadayim, it says in Arachayim Simen Kuf Samach, that you're allowed to use it for Natilas Yadayim, Savar Dabanu Kulu, but if you have other waters, you should use the other water. And the Gaon learns it from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, by Savak Tumash Yisraim, it says Sveka Tor, but if you could go to the mikvah, so go to the mikvah, what's the problem? Hamayim Bishkiya Bishbishika Sazilu Tvulu. So you see, there's such a thing, even when you can go to Kulon Svekis, if you have an easy Eitzah to take care of it, you don't do it. Alright, what about Efshel Avruy? So then we said two svaras, either Enechinami, if it's easy, you do Efshel Avruy also. If it's easy, you do it. Why not? Find out. Or Efshel Avruy, you can't take care of the problem. You might find out it's Aser, and then you'll come to a big Hefsid. Taltayr Svar, Mashenkin here, it's not Efshel Avruy, it's Efshel Sekune. So just be misakin it. What's the problem? That's what the Rosh says. Salkopanim, what's the klal of the Mishnah? The klal of the Mishnah is, you only mechuyiv to give a set to the kayim when you have a vadei bechor. The only case is, when you have a chamar shloi bichor which had two scharim, or if you had two chamarim shloi bichor which had two scharim, or even two scharim and an akeva, but you have a vadei bechor, then you mechuyiv to give a tlat to a kayim. Whenever it is a suffik, you're not mechuyiv to give a tlat to a kayim. But if you have a suffik, Yemafrish levu latzmai. And the Rosh says that even in a case of a svek sveki, also mafrish levu latzmai. Tais also says that they bring two rayas, the Rosh brings two rayas from our sugi. One of them Tais says, and one the Rosh says. One raya from our sugi is, because the Gemara first starts off, man tana omer abir medleik rabiesig maglili, the rabiesig lila omer efshel etzamse. So talking about a chamar shloi brich of the oldest shnei scharim, and it says you give one set to the kayin. So that doesn't shim with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Because according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, owes Efshel Tzamtzein. So it could be they're both Bechayrim. So they're both a Kaddish. So for Egan the Rishayim, but what's the Kasha? If it says Yotzu Shneim Rishayim Kecha, that we know that they both came out together. So Kum Tais, we know that they're both Bechayrim. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds, you give them both to a Kayin. And that Mishnah says not. But the Mishnah never said Yotzu Shneim Rishayim Kecha. And Mishnah is talking about a case we don't know which one came first. So why would you have to be chayshish that they're both b'chayim? Mechet Tais and they both came out exactly? Azayfek Taisis and the Rosh. Efek Taisis and the Rosh ain't a chinami. Avadi, you wouldn't have to give two sem to the kayim because of the suffix. Maybe they both came out first. That can't be. But you'd at least have to be mafresh another tlev u'latzmai. Because even though it's not likely, it's more mistabra that one came out before the other, they both came out exactly the same time, is not likely. But here, state that you sign that since it's easy to fix it, we're not saying mechan rei, we're not saying mechan unlikely. Have an easy way to fix it. The ma'aseh, it is possible they both came out together, and then there'd be an isser anah. So fix the isser anah by being mafresh levu latzmai. That's one raya. And the Rosh brings another raya, because by zacha in a cave it says mafresh levu latzmai. Because you have a suffix, did the zacha come first and the nekeva came first? So affect the Rosh, but I have a roiv that I don't have a bechor here. Because even if the zacha came first, but if the nekeva was coming out at the same time, in that case, it's a chatzitza. The Gemara asks a kasha, le miksav rabbana mixes recha makdish. Di kula recha makdish, there should be a chatzitza. So Gemara says, min b'mina ein chatzitz. Since the two scharim are coming out at the same time, it's min b'mina ein chaitzitz. But Taisa says, and that's only by a zacher. A zacher is called min b'mina. And Taisa says other turitzim also. And Taisa says one tzad, that's only by a zacher. By an akeva, the Rosh goes with the tzad, and the cave is not called min b'mina. So fact the Rosh, so kum Taisa, when you have a zacher and a cave, and you don't know which one came out first. Rave chances, I don't have a Bechor. Because first of all, maybe Nekeva come at first. And Imtim Salaim, the Zaka came at first, but maybe Nekeva was coming out at the same time. Not exactly the same time. Yef Shalitzam, same. But it doesn't matter. Enough to be a Chatzitza. And you don't say Mimbamine Nechaitzitz because it's a Nekeva. Elamai, to Mafresh Atle, you don't go Basa Rave, you don't go Basa Rave chances. You always Mafresh Atle. Sasafik. That's what the Rush said. But Lechayah, the whole case of Svek Svek is the case of Shnei Scharim and Nekeva Achas. The case of Shnei Scharim and Nekeva Achas. There, you have a Svek Sveka. I mean, you have a Vadei Bechor, because one of the Scharim, at least one of the Scharim is oldest. Two of his three animals were born first. So at least one of the animals that were born first is a Zachar. And the Shaz, if maybe two of them are a Zachar. So like we said, even though statistically it's equal, but you can make a Svek Sveka, Safik, if the way these two Chamarim gave birth is that one gave birth to two Scharim and one gave birth in a cave in Bechai Gavin, it's not possible to have two Bechairis. And Imtim Suleimar, the way they gave birth is one gave to a Zachar and one to a Zachar in a cave, and then there's two Tzadim, the Nekeva could be first, and Zachar could be first, a Svek Sveka. But in the next case of the Mishnah, the next case of Shnei Nekevis and Zachar, or Shnei Zchor Mishtei Nekevais, there, you don't have a Svek Sveka to pater altogether. Like the case of Shnei Nekevais and Zachar, the Chayrin is a Svek Sveka that there is a Bechor here, the same Svek Sveka. Maybe one animal gave birth to two Nekevais and the other to a Zachar, and then we Zicha have a Bechor. Imtim Suleiman, one gave birth to a Zachar and a Nekeva, and the other one to a Nekeva. So then, there's at least a Safik that'll be a Bechor, because the Zachar could have came first. Bechor, if anything, it's a Svek Sveka to be Mechayiv. The Mishnah Melech, at the end of Hilchas Bikurim, he asks Akasha, according to the Shittas that hold that a Svek Sveka could be Maitzi Mamin, you only say Safik Mamin the Kula, but a Svek Sveka could be Maitzi Mamin. So how come in the case of Shnei Nekevis for Zachar Echon, there is a Svek Sveka that you Chayiv? Because maybe one animal had two Nekevis and Zichar, the other one's a Bechor. And Intim Suleiman, one animal had one Nekev and one animal had a Nekev and a Zachar. So it's a Safik if he's a Bechor. So you have a Svek Sveka to be Mechayiv. So he says it could be a Svek Sveka is only Mechayiv if it's Mamon Sheishlem Tevin. If it's Mamon Sheishlem Tevin, Mechayiv to a certain person, then a Svek Sveka Mechayiv. Hashem came by a Safik Matnes Kuna, which is a Mamon Sheishlem Tevin, even a Svek Sveka is not Mechayiv. It's all shmuz, a Svek Sveka could be Maitzi Mamon, and not everyone agrees that a Svek Sveka could be Maitzi Mamon altogether. But Al Kopanim, L'chaira, Yizikha don't have a Svek Sveka to tell you that you're Pater. If anything, you have a Svek Sveka to tell you that you're Chayiv. And the same thing by Shnei Zchorim and Shnei Nekeves. There's a chance you're Chayiv too. There might be a Svek Sveka that would tell you that you're not Chayiv too by two Zchorim and two Nekeves, because it would have to be that both Chamarim had a Zachar and a Keva, and in both cases, the Zachar came at first. So that would be a Svek Sveka telling you there's no two. But to tell you that there's no one would have to be the other way, that both Chamarim gave birth to a Nekeva and a Zachar, and both Nekevas came at first. In any other possibility, you'd be Chayav at least one. So the Chayav, there's no Svek Sveka being patterned you legamri. So the Chayav should be Pashit, that in these cases, you should have to be mafresh a sev who latzmai. But the Rambam state nishtazai. Mulvan that the Rambam doesn't hold like the other Rishonim that al kapanim when there is a Svek Sveka, to pati is still chayav because it's easy to be mafresh like the Rush. But the Rambam says that the Ptur applies even in the case of Shnei Nekevis v'Zachar Echad or Shnei Nekevis and Shnei Scharim, where it's very hard to understand the Rambam, where's the Svek Sveka? The Rambam is in Birish Mishnais, and it says the exact same thing in the Yad and Ilchus Bikurim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Chaf Aleph. By the case of Shtei Chamar V'Shal Bichu V'Yoldu Shnei Scharim, he says, Noisin Shtei Tol Mekayin, that's Pashit, Zachar in the Keva, Shnei Scharim in the Keva, Noisin Tla Echel Bekayin, because one of them is a Bechar, and he doesn't say clearly in that case if you mafish Sevehu La'atzmai. That's the first case in the Mishnah. Zachar in the cave, Shnei Scharim in the cave, and the Mishnah is nice and tachal the kain, the Rambam is saysim like the Mishnah. But in the next case, Yol the Shtei in the cave is for Zachar, Shnei Scharim and Shtei in the cave is, Zach the Rambam like the Lashon of the Mishnah, ain't count the kain club. Because there, you don't know that there's a Vadechiv altogether. And the Rambam's Meisiv, Ve'enit Tzarech Lafish Tlela Atzmai. There he says, clearly you don't have to mafish at Tlela Atzmai. But what does he explain why? Fishyesh kan Sveikis Harbe. There's a lot of Sveikis. Shema Achas Yolda Zochav Ashnia Yolda Shtei Nekevis. That's by the case of Shtei Nekevis and a Zochar. Maybe one gave birth to a Zochar and the second one gave birth to two Nekevis. Hashem is the old in the cave of Acher Zachar and Acher of the cave of in the cave of Acher Zachar. Or maybe one gave birth to the cave and the other to a Zachar and afterwards in the cave. Or maybe in the cave and afterwards a Zachar. The chayin sveik is har b'yeish b'shnei schar and mushtei nekevis. And you similarly have talana sveik is by the case of two schar and two nekevis. Ad kan lashin aramba. So the Ravid already asks, the lashin and the Ravid is yeish kan shibushin says there's a mistake here because the Rambam's counting Sveikis that maybe the Zachar went first. That's not a suffix to pater. It's a Pella how to read Parsha Taich in the Rambam. The Rambam is patering by Shtei Nekevis v'Zachar Echad because there are a lot of Sveikis. One of the Sveikis. Maybe one had a Zachar and the other had two Nekevis. Maybe one had in a cave and a Zachar afterwards. I mean, maybe one had in a cave and the other had a Zachar and then afterwards in a cave. In both those two cases, you chayiv. Or maybe in a cave and afterwards a Zachar. That's the only case you potter. And then he says he also has Sveikis harvi by Shnei Scharim and Shnei Nekevis. But where's the Sveik at the potter? It's a Pella. Especially the potter from both. There's a Mekevis and Mishnah, which has such a tremendous chiddush. The Mekevis and Mishnah, if an art says, that even if Roiv Tzadim al Lahachmir, but as long as you have more than one Tzad Lahokal, that's also called the Svek Sveka. He himself says it's Nifla. But that's what he says. He goes through the math, the Mekevis and Mishnah was a big bucky in math. He goes through all the different Svekas that are there. He comes out that in the case of Shtei Scharim v'Shtei Nekevis is actually 72 Tzadim, 12 of them that Yechayev both time, 12 of them that Yepata Lagarmi, and 48 that Yechayev won. But he says, Emeli Yepata because there's more than one Tzad to Pater. Even though there are more Tzadim to be Mechayev. It's very shver. But I think I have a Gevaldik Pshat in the Rambam. It's Alpi the Taz. The Taz, I think Mamish says it. But not for Shtein. You have to be Masbit. It's Alpi Echazinish. Also, you need the Kesef Mishnah for it. We'll say over the shticker like this. The Mefarshim and the Rambam discussed, the Rambam says in the case of Shtei Nekevis and a Zachar, or Shtei Zcharim and Shtei Nekevis, the Rambam read Zayis not only Inkan Lekayin Klum, but he doesn't have to mafresh at Tlela Atzmai. What about in the case of Shnei Zcharim and Nekevachas, where he's giving the Tlela to the Kayin? In that case, the Rambam doesn't say clearly if he has to mafresh at Tlela Atzmai. So Kipshutai, if the Rambam is saying in the case of Shnei Nekevis and a Zachar, or Shnei Nekevis and Shnei Zcharim, he doesn't have to mafresh a Sela Atzmai, he's calling that a Svek Sveka. So Kolshken, in the case of Shnei Zcharim and a Keva Achas, where he's mafresh a Tzela L'Kayin, that even the Rosh called a Svek Sveka. To say he's Chayiv too, even the Rosh said it was a Svek Sveka. You have a suffix that maybe one had two Nekevis and one had a Zachar. I mean, one had two Zachar and one had a Keva. In that case, it could only be one Zachar. And even if one had a Zachar and one had a Zachar and a Keva, so it could be the Keva came at first. So that Kolshken, you should have a Svek Sveka. And the Marie Kurkis, Seifenart, in the Shapsi Finkel Rambam, and the Merkevis and Mishnah, they hold that in that case also, according to the Rambam, you don't have to mafresh at Tlela Atzmai. But the Kesef Mishnah and the Taz, they hold, in that case, the Rambam never said you don't have to mafresh at Tlela Atzmai. Vayistis, in that case, you have to mafresh at Tlela Atzmai. And what's the chilek? Zog the Kesef Mishnah, because since you're anyway giving a tled to the Kayin, so then you already have to mafresh at Tlela Atzmai. You're not saying Mechan Svek Sveka B'chai Gavna. In the case of Shtei Nekevis and a Zachar, Shtei Nekevis and Shtei Zcharim, where you don't have to give a Kayin anything, so who would you have to mafresh at Tlela Atzmai? But in the case of Shnei Zcharim and Nekevachas, where you anyway have to give a Kayin a Tleh because one of them is a Vandei Bechar, now you already have to mafresh another one for the Suffolk. Shailas, what's the Svarah does? What's the Svarah for that? Chai know the Tzarechiyin. So again, these are the two kashas we're dealing with. First of all, why is the Rambam calling Shnei Nekevis v'Zachar Echad? Or Shnei Zcharim and Shnei Nekevis, why is the Rambam calling that a Svek Sveki? He's calling it a Svek Harbei. which the sveikis and the field of the sveikis that he rents, ice the sveikis that he mechayev. The tzad that you put the legami is actually a very small tzad. And the second kash is the Rambam in the case of shnei scharim in the cave achas where you give one plat to the kohen. There the kesef mishnah and the taz say that you mafresh a tlev atzmai also. What's the svara for that? So I want to start like this. The Chazon Ish already tries to explain, he already explains what is a svek sveka of the Rambam. What is a svek sveka? Zot that in order to be mechayivim, you have to look at each mother. You have to look at each chamayra. Did this chamayra have a bechar? And when you look at each chamayra, by shnei nekevis of zachar echad, or shnei nekevis and shnei zacharim, you look at each chamayra individually, and you say, maybe this chamayra did not have a zachar altogether. Quite possibly, both Scharim, or the Zachar in the case of two Nekevis and Zachar Echad, came from the other one. And on the tzad that this Chamer had a Zachar, maybe it didn't come first, maybe it had a Nekevis before the Zachar. So each Chamer that you look at has a Svek Sveka that she didn't have a firstborn Zachar. That's the Svek Sveka. So male, they're all Potter. Because this Chamer have a Svek Sveka that it's Potter, and this Chamer also have a Svek Sveka that it's Potter. So, Bechkefrekt, why do you look at the Chamer, the mother? Why not look at the Vlad? Why not look at each Zachar Vlad and say, are you a Bechar? So, there, Fakert, in the case of Shtei Nekevis with Zachar Echad, it's a Svek Sveka that it is a Bechar. Maybe I don't have any sisters altogether. Maybe I'm an only child and then I'm a Bechar. And in Tim Suleiman, it was in a cave of born with me, so maybe I came first. And by Shtei Nekevis or Shtei Zachar, it's not a Svek Sveka that you chayiv, but Akman, it's a Safik. You look at the Zachar, maybe I came first. Either Zachar came after me, Nekevah came after me, makes no difference. Or maybe I came second. Either Zachar came before me, or Nekevah came before me, makes no difference. So each one is a Safik. Why do we look at the mothers? So I think the Yisayit is the Yisayit that we said in that Vez and that Gimel, that the Mechayiv of Petach Hamor is the mother. We said in Nef Gimel to explain Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that if you sell mixes of land, you're doing an avla being mafkir the bechar. You sell mixes of the mother, it's not afka. So we were mazbe because the Torah gave the chi of the mitzvah of bechar to the person that owns the female animal. You have a mitzvah. What's your mitzvah? That if your animal has a bechar, you have to give it to a kain. So if you sell your animal, so kondes, you don't have the mitzvah, not mafkir the mitzvah. You don't have the mitzvah. Mashenkin, if you keep the animal, so you have the chiyuv, and you make sure that the bechor belongs to the guy, so kumtei zibing mafkiyah the mitzvah. The Torah says you have an animal, male, you have to give the bechor to a kain, and you're making sure that the bechor doesn't have the kedusha, that it can be given to the kain. That's called afka. So the pshat is, you want to be mechayiv him in the mitzvah of Petach Hamor. So the pshat is, each mother is where the mechayiv is. So mamela, if the pshat is, that this chamayra, I have a svek sveka. Maybe it didn't have a zacha. And in this lame had a zacha, maybe the zacha didn't come out first. It's a svek sveka, so each chamayra itself is pater. When you put them together, and you want to know what are the chances that they don't have a mechayiv, on the side that this one didn't have the zacha, so the other one had the zacha. So either way, I would have a mechayiv. So we don't put them together. You down on each one separately. Since each one is a suffix, a svek sveka is pater, and you don't not mitzayef the two, except in the case where you have a vadachiv. And this is the Taz. The Taz explains the Rambam like this. He says, if miman of shech yechayev, you have no idea which donkey you chayev from, but miman of shech yechayev, so then you mechayev. Even though this donkey have a suffix and that donkey have a suffix, but between the two Rambam vadachayev, you can't be mafkir amam and kain. Miman of shech belongs to the kain. That's one case where you chayiv. If on this very donkey, there's a tzad chiv and a tzad ptur, but I know where the mechayiv is, but I have two tzadim. At one donkey, it gave birth to a zach and a keva, I don't know which one came first. So on this donkey, gufa have a tzad chiv and a tzad ptur, then mafresh sevehu la'atzmai. But if in this donkey gufa, I don't know if I have a mechayiv, I have a svek svek if I have a mechayiv. So if I do have a vaday mechayev between the two donkeys, so he says, it's bottle the milo that I don't know which is this chayev is from. It's bottle that milo. Mashenkin, if there's a tzad that I'm part of the gamri, then I could use the milo and I don't know who this chayev is. So I want to be masber like this. If each chamayra, I have a svek svek if it had a bechor, even though in a mitzayin if the two is fakert, it's much more tzadim that there is at least one bechor here, doesn't matter. But in each donkey, do I have a chamar here, I have a svek sveka. Maybe it didn't have a zacher, and in the slime it had a zacher, maybe it came second, the mela am potter. But that's when I could be potter legami. But let's say between the two donkeys, I have a vadechiv to a kain. So kumtais, that memela is mechayev me to look at the two donkeys together. Because since legabe the vadechiv, which I don't know which donkey was mechayev, but mitzad the vadechiv, I know there's a vadechiv. So I can't patter myself. So now I have to see the two donkeys in the same shail, in the same dion. Because that's where the vadechiv came from. So now I have two scharim in a keva. So I can't say, but on the second zachar, each donkey has a svek sveka. I don't know which is the first zachar, which is the second zachar. I'm going to have to go and dan this whole shayla together. And know how much chiyuvim do I have? The Torah says I have one vada chiyuv and one safa chiyuv. I don't have a svek sveka. I could only dan a svek sveka if I'm looking at each donkey individually. There I could say, Safik didn't have a Zachar. Safik, if it had a Zachar, maybe the Kevah came first. But once I have to look at the two together because I have a Vade Zachar between the two together, not knowing which one is from, so there also I have another Safik Zachar between the two together without a Svek Sveka. So Mela have to Yamafish Levu Hulatzmai. Now state in the Taz, and this is what I'm explaining the lumness of it. So Mela, when the Rambam says, the Svek is Harbe, he says like this, Shema Achaz Yolda Zachar Vashni Yishtei Nekevahs. In other words, I don't know that the Shniyah has a Bechor altogether. I don't know where the Chiyuv is coming from. Hashem is Uyold in the Keva. V'acher is Zachav Achav in the Keva. So Mela, I don't know where the Chiyuv is. And also, maybe there was in the Keva V'acher is Zachar. So maybe there is no Chiyuv. Once I don't know there is a Chiyuv Bechlal, so I don't have to make one Dian on both. So now on this one, Gufa, I have a Svek Sveka. Maybe it didn't have a Zachav Bechlal, and maybe it had a Zachav. Maybe it had in the Keva first. So the Tazfir is like, Nimsa divei ramei mervachim b'li shum daichik. I'm just explaining the lom d'shabai. Because you have to look at the mother, because the mother's a mechayim. And if each mother you have a svek sveki, you're not mitzarev the two. So meli yipata on both, and meli yipata legamri. But if you have a vade mechayim between the mothers, so you can't be pata legamri on a vade chiv, that's going to make you down that all the vladis that go into the svekis that turned out the vade chiv, well, also have to be nichlis in the din, and there is no pter svek sveka. That's the pshat in the Rambam. Just one more nekuda. The Mishnah Lamelech at the end of Perek Yud Beis and Hilchos Bikurim asks a kash on the Rosh. The Rosh we said before, by the case of shnei zchorim v'nekeva achas, the Rosh says be'etzim you give one to the kohen avada, but the to say that the second one's a bechor is up the Rosh. It's a svek sveka. Because maybe one of the behemoths had two bechorim and one had the nekeva, and it wasn't shayach bechlal for the other one to be a bechor, the other zachar to be a bechor. Because one had two zachar and one had a nekeva. And intim sloimar, one had one zachar, one had a zachar and a nekeva, so then it's a safik. Nekeva could be first, the zachar could be first. That's called the svek sveka. So why is there a din, mafish sevul, tlev hulatz, melefida rush? Because, like we spoke earlier in the Shia Barichas, because it's no hefsid, you could be misak, and you're not saying on svek sveka. So, in fact, the Mishnah Melech, the Mishnah later in Yechesim and Beis, has all the same cases by sheep. Shnei Rechel, Mishloi Bichru, exactly the same thing. And there it says, you have two sheep, and you have two scharim and a nekeva, so you have to give one of the scharim to the kain, because one of them is a bechar, and the other one, it says, is also begizim avaydin, it's yirachi yistayiv. So there's a big hefsid. You're losing the giz of Aveda. It's Yerachi Yistayiv. And still, it's called the Safik Bechar. Wani Yimantrit al Tzvek Sveika. Safik, maybe one of the Rechelim had two Scharim, and then it's Bechalna Chayach to have a Zachar, another Zachar, a Bechar. And in Tinslaima, one had a Zachar, one had a Zachar, and a Keva. Maybe the Keva came first. It's Mamash the same Tzvek Sveika. And you can't answer because there's no hefsid. There it says. Even there is a hefsid. It's also begizav avayin. It's yirachi yistayev apella. So he just says, by kedushas aguf, aisles they are more machme besvekis. By kedushas aguf, they are more machme. Here's kedushas damim. They weren't so machme. By kedushas aguf, they were more machme besvekis. Shtigl Dachuk. He also asked the kasha in the Rambam al derech zeh. The Rambam, like we said, paskens by shtei nekevus v'zachar echad, or shtei zcharim v'shtei nekevus by chamor, is nothing, because the sveik is harbi, you don't have to be mafrish atleh. But by shtei nekevus v'zachar echad, and shtei zcharim v'shtei nekevus by behemah teirah, the other halacha is that they're all suffik b'chayrus. The yirat shiyastayim, v'yechel b'umam l'vaylam. That's the Mishnah Lamelech. Rabbi Kivenga, Netshuva, and Simakuv Samach Vav, he wants to say another teres for the Rosh, that over there, hey, yes, we don't know which one is the Bechar, we can't be matter both of them. We can't say both of them are mutter, begizav avoida, or to eat it without a mum, because then you vade can eat a Bechar. And you can't just decide this one's also, this one's mutter, you have no right to stop and decide that way. So mainly you have to ask both of them. Even though to ask both of them is ready connected to Svek Sveka. And what about if one of them dies? Why can't you matter the other one of Svek Sveka? Because once already the psak was that they're both aser, because you can't be matter both of them, you have to ask both of them, the psak lives even if one of them dies. Now Shengi by Chamor, with the pshat is, you could have a seh, and be mafgir from the one that's the real Bechar. So now you want to know, I mean, you have to give one set to a kohen. You want to know if you need another set, just in case the other one's also a bechor, then you have a svek sveka. Right? Shmak et teretz. But kubi fid v'reinu, we can answer starker. That the dan is svek sveka like the rush, that maybe one of them had two scharim, so male is not shayach to have more than one bechor. And intim sleima, one had one zacher, and one had a zacher in a cave, it's a suffik. That's also in your danning mitzad de bailam. Mitzad de bailam, does he have a bechor? You have a svek sveka that he doesn't have more than one bechor. But when you dan on each behemah bezunda, so there's no svek sveka. Each behemah is a safek hashakel. But a case of shtei scharim and a kev achas vakeret. Each behemah, if anything, there's a svek sveka, it is a bechor. Because maybe there was no nekeva born with it, and in time it was, maybe it was first. So each behemah mitzah atzmei doesn't have a svek sveka to be matterit. So pinyin petach amor, once the bailam don't have a chiyuv, on the bailam state a svek sveka, that's a mafkiyah from the mitzvah. Because pinyin petach amor is totally in the chiyuv of the bailam. Mashengim b'chor behem etayr, even kainim levim have it in the b'chor behem etayr, even though they have no chiyuv, but the b'chor becomes a b'chor, it's also begins of avay, it needs a mum. So oy v'zoy, you can't dan the whole shaila together and say maybe one of the mothers had two scharim and then it's b'chalmat shayich two b'chayim. And even if one had one zacha, one had zacha in the cave, it's still a suffix, it's a sex veka. But on this behema, is he a b'char or not? Is he mutter or asur? That's a suffix ashakel. It's either b'char or not, or fakir. That's a sex veka if anything lesser. And al derech zeh can answer the Mishnah L'mach's kash on the Rambam. The negay, the din of giving a seh, they're like we said, you dan each mother bezunder. And each mother, like we said, the chazanish has a svek sveka. So male, there's no mechayiv of a seh. So male, there's no isarana. Vashengi by bechor behemetari, you're going to dan the bechor. You're going to look at the bechor. On the bechor, even by the case of two nekevis and zacher echad, or the case of two nekevis and two scharim, the etzim behema, is he a bechor or not? Was he born first or second? It's a sefek hashakel. Asafik ha-shakal, avad you have to go l'chumra. That's what I would be miyash of the Mishnah L'melech's kasha. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara asks a kasha. It says, by zacha nekev ha-mafrish tled, the Gemara asks on Amid Beis, v'kev de'la'atzmehu, since the tled is going to go to himself, l'omali ha-frushay, why is it the mafrish tled? He's going to keep it anyway. Hazakt, the Gemara, teretz lafkuhi li'isur minei. The reason why so mafrish is to take off the isur on the petach hamar. Alma, kevin le'mafki isurit, asur ba'anah, you see that if out opinion, it's asur ba'anah, mesnisa money of Yehudihi, tetanya, petach hamar is asur ba'anah, Reb Shimon matir. The Braisa says, petach hamar is asur ba'anah, that's Reb Yehudah shita, and Reb Shimon holds its mutter ba'anah. So the Gemara is mavur, that this din of mafish tlev hula atzmai is dafka according to Reb Yehudah, according to Reb Shimon, there's no din to mafish tlev hula atzmai, because anyway, it's mutter ba'anah. Now, the Chayim Mekenzach Shtelen, the Chayim Masters Kasha, typically the Torah gave you a mitzvah's Padiyah. Petach Amar Tifta Veseh, it's a mitzvah's Seder Aisha to be paid in a Chamar Beseh. What do you have to come on to the fact that you have to mafkiya meisura? L'chayin, there's two dinim. There's one din, petach amar tiftav v'seh, there's din v'sachiv p'diya. And then there's another din, there's a chiv nesina l'kayin, you have by tshuma. L'chayin, there's a mitzvah safrashis tshuma, and there's a mitzvah nesina l'kayin. L'chayin, here also, now you see a time, there's a mitzvah p'diya, and then after you pay it, then there's a mitzvah mat neskuna to give it to a kayin. So why you mechayiv stam to mekayin the mitzvah p'diya? That's one kasha you could have. Now also, Taisus asks the kasha, why don't you say that the reason why you have to do p'diya is to part it from the mitzvah sarifa? There's a dinim lois siftev arafter. Anyone who's not paida a petach amar has a chiv to go and do a rifa, cut off the head, smash off the head of the chamar that didn't do the mitzvah's p'diya. So Taisus answers, you wouldn't have to do it misafik. Just like you wouldn't give it to a kayim misafik, who a din you wouldn't do a rifa misafik. So mitzvah sarifa, you won't do misafik, the same reason you're not doing a nesina l'kayin misafik. So nechareinim also bothered by this thesis. A nesina l'kayin is a din mamin. It's a din mamin. The din by mamin is a mitzvah v'rai. You don't give mamin if you have a safik, if you owe the mamin. Mashenkin, the mitzvah sarifa is not a din mamin. The mitzvah sarifa is a mitzvah. So why should we parted by mitzvahs? We have a din of safik d'raisa l'chumra. So one kasha is, why isn't there a mitzvah p'diyah, stamatz a mitzvah p'diyah? And another kasha is, what about the mitzvah sarifa? Taisus says, just like you don't have to give it to a kayin misafik, you don't have to do a mitzvah sarifa misafik. What does it mean? Giving it to a kayin is a mamon, and a rifa is a mitzvah, you should have to do it misafik. So the Sharsha's pshat in Taisus is, that the rifa is because you didn't do the p'diyah. It says, who hifsid mamon kayin, that's what we're mafsid mamonai. The state, the Gemara says this, and after days, who hifsid mamon kain lefichik lafsid mamonai? So here, where you're not being mafsid mamon kain, because you have no chiv nesin in the kain, the male, there's no din arifa. But it's a bit so schwer, because that's the chayah of the tam of the krah. We bask in that darshan tam of the krah. Chayah the pasuk says it's a mitzvah sarifa. The Mirit Dalgazi says in Mechudish de Gazach, the Mirit Dalgazi says that since the mitzvah sarifa is karach and hefsid mamon, so Mela, a mitzvah v'raya. A Mela, you're not mechuyev to be mitzvah mamon misafik. You're mechuyev to do mitzvahs misafik. But here, the pshat is, it's being mafsid mamon. You're not mechuyev to hefsid mamon misafik. Does state in the Mirit Dalgazi. But he's taka bothered, so what about p'diyah? P'diyah is no hefsid mamon. You're not giving it to a kain. Why wouldn't you have to do p'diyah misafik? So he clears the sefer kert. That since there's no mitzvah sarifa, because that's the same as nesina, nesina you have to do misafik, because somebody's going to v'raya. Sarifa also is a hafsid mamon, you have to do misafik, somebody's going to v'raya. And p'diyah is tali an arifa. Since it din, it says a mloisif devar aftai, and since he, you wouldn't have to do arifa, so mele, you wouldn't have to do p'diyah. That's our state, the Merit Dalgazi. And then the Merit Dalgazi says, the Rambam says, by gerishin is gayer, and he doesn't know if the chamor was born before the geirus or not. So he doesn't know if the chamor was born when he was a guy and he's potter from pet the chamor, or the chamor was born after the geirus and he's chayiv. So he says, harei zechayiv l'arei se liftais. He should either do l'arei fe liftais. He should either do arifu or p'diyah. Vim potter b'seh aseh shel geir, shamay zechoy al v'raya. So there he says he should do arifu or p'diyah, either one. But in our case, he doesn't say that. In our case, by Chamayr Shalai Bichron, who was the older Zacha in the Keva, he says, Mafish Tla Echlev Kikdushi Menu, Achi Mutaba No, and the Maitzko of Araya, he doesn't have to give it to a Kain. He doesn't say, Larif Eliftais. So he's a little bothered, but he wants to learn Enechinami. The Rambam holds Betzim, there is a Chi of Padiyah and Arifa by a Suffolk. But our case, it's not really a Suffolk. I'll be Roiv, you wouldn't be Chayiv, like the Rosh says, because maybe the Nekeva was born with him, so maybe it's Alpi Roiv. You don't have a chiyuv because Kubin and Nekeva was first, and even if Nekeva wasn't first, Zacha was first, but Nekeva came together, so it's a chatzitza. You don't say min b'minei nechaitzitz by Nekeva. So Mela is not an equal suffix. So Mela, there they were machmel afkiyah meisura, but not to do the mitzvah of p'diyah or arifa. That's the Merit Dalgazi. So kum dais, it's interesant. So kum dais, like the Minchas Chinuch says, it comes out of machleikas ram matayis, a very sadistic one. The Taisa says there's no chiyuv arifa by a suffik, and the Rambam says there is a chiyuv arifa by a suffik. Paiskim should bring down such a machlekes. And also the Achreinim are very bothered with the Remit Algazi. They have a different gang. We'll see. It's a Shari Yesher, Shari Hei Perek Zayin. It's the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Chav Gimel. And Rav Shach and Avi Ezri. The end of Hilchas Bikurim. All Mechav and Ladov Recha. But they're very bothered with the Merit Al-Ghazi that he said that the reason why you're parted from the Mitzvah Rifa is because since it's a Hefsin Moment, we say it in HaMaitzim Kel V'Raya. HaMaitzim Kel V'Raya is said when the Pshat is you have a Chiv to somebody, you have a Chiv Moment. So Safek Chiv Moment, you're not Mechiv to Beim because HaMaitzim Kel V'Raya. But if you have a Safek Mitzvah, and it'll cost you a lot of money to do the Mitzvah, so you'll say HaMaitzim Kel V'Raya, you have to do the Mitzvah. You don't say Safek Mamun Lekula because it's not the Pshat that you have to pay somebody money. It's not a Chiv and Omle Chaveroi. I didn't tell you that you say it's over. You have a suffix if you have to do a mitzvah. So in a suffix mitzvah, what's the mechuyif to spend money? Suffix the rice of the chumrah. I want to say maybe just to help out the Merit Al-Ghazi, I've had these maskim that if it's a suffix if you have to do a mitzvah, it's a suffix the rice of the chumrah. I've had that even if it will cost you money to do the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah over. But the aside of the mitzvah sarifa is to throw out your money. That's the aside. Like the Gemara we quoted, who hips it, mom, kind of make nafs in my mind. That's the aside. Not the pshat, the Torah wants you to stop to chop off the head of the animal, and the mela, you can happen to be that you lose money. No, the Torah wants you to lose the animal. The Torah wants you to throw out the animal. On that, the middle guys held it was shaykh, how much of well variety. It was shaykh by a Suffolk mummin. It's a shayla, do I deserve this money or not? The Suffolk mummin, I could keep it out muzik. But the Gedalia Achrayna, my name, even that's not shaykh, mistama. Because it's also in a din tayr, but on the chaveira that you could say that I'm the muchzik, I win. I don't have to give him my money. But if it's a shaila, I mean, they're aisa, do I deserve the money? Not sefik, they're aisa l'chumra. It's no din of a maitzim achaveil v'raya. So the Gdali Achrayim say like this. When the Gemara asked the Kasha that if you're not giving it to a kayin, why are you doing the pidyon altogether? And we said, what's the Kasha? Maybe it's a mitzvah to do a pidyon. A mitzvah's pidyon. Teretz is, if the chamar is mutter ba'anah, like the gemara held in the half a minute, like Reb Shimon holds, and the sad doesn't become asa ba'anah, so there's absolutely no afkos kedusha, you're not taking off kedusha, you're not putting on kedusha, you're doing nothing. So ayim lezay, then there's no pinyin. And the mitzvah's pinyin pat the chamar is one thing, give a set to a kohen. Just like pinyin aben, just like pinyin b'char adam. Pinyin b'char adam, you give 5 slum to a kain. If you have a suffix b'char adam, the din is you don't give the 5 slum to a kain. Why don't we say you mafish 5 slum al suffix the rice of the chumra of hushalai? Because there's no point. There's no afrosh of 5 slum. There's no pinyin b'chalal. There's nothing taking place. The ganze pinyin is giving it to the kain. So we're later in the Gemara also in the days. According to Reb Shimon, there's nothing else going on. There's nothing else. There's no mitzvah pinyin pet the chamar. Only one thing: give a set to a kain. If the set's not going to a kain, there is no mitzvah pinyin. That's the Gemara's kasha. And in Rabbi Shimon, Taisa says that Arif is also that way. Once you don't have a mitzvah pinyin, because you don't have a nesina. So if there's no mitzvah pinyin, there's no mitzvah sarifa. The mitzvah sarifa is someone who's mechuyev in pinyin. It's mechuyev. I lift. They say l'arif. But if you're not mechuyev in pinyin, because there is no pinyin, the pinyin is giving to a kain and that you part because of mitzvah of haraya. So there can't be arifa either. Arifa betzim, you wouldn't say mitzvah of haraya. But the pshat is there's no pinyin. Once there's no pinyin, there can't be an arifa. So that's what the Gemara says. That vayisus petach maris asubano. Aybazai, the pinyin is lafkui kedushe. So then you could say that the pinyin is a mitzvah. You don't even have to say now, the Achrayim don't read the size with the Klaika, but I think that's what they mean. You don't even have to say now that the pinyin is because you want to work with the Chamar. Let's say you don't want to. Let's say you don't mind leaving the Chamar. You're actually a Sayyid. No Shaykh about a mum. You just leave. You won't have any anah from the Chamar. It doesn't matter. There's a mitzvah pinyin now. Because according to Yehuda, that Petah Chamar is also banah, so then the pinyin is taking place. It's afkah of the Yisra anah. So that's the mitzvah pinyin. So Stam Yimchayv does the mitzvah pinyin. So Ayyavazai, then of course according to Yehuda, you'd have a mitzvah sarif as well. Taisus only means it according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds there's no such thing as a pinyin. In fact, Taisus, what happened to Harifa? So Taisus, pinyin and Harifa go hand in hand. Harifa is a mitzvah for someone that didn't do a pinyin. He's not supposed to do a pinyin. According to Rabbi Huda, he's supposed to do a pinyin, he's suffolk. Suffolk, the rice of the chum, he should do a pinyin. Lafkui me'isurei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if he doesn't do the pinyon, he should do Arifa Taka. So there's no machlekes Rambam and Taisus. The Rambam is saying like Rabbi Yehuda, how we paskin. There's a shtickle from Rabbi Shimon, the Mechizkinich of Shach, they all say the same shtickle. The only thing is, it's still not Meyushiv. Why by Gershin is Geir, and he doesn't know if the Kamar was born before the Geir, so after the Rambam says, Areza Chayim Lara for Liftais. He says clearly the Din Arifa opinion. And by Chamor Shalei Birchav Yolda Zachav in a Keva, the Rambam says a different nusach, Mafish Tzla Echad El Afki Gdushim Imenu, and you don't give it to a Kayish a Meswell Varaya. But it doesn't say Mechuyiv Lairef Eliftais. What's the Chilik? They hold, Eina Chanamin is Mamish no Chilik, in both cases is a Din Lairef Eliftais. And the Rambam was wrote it by Ger, because the Gemara said a Lashon Chayiv Bechor. Here the Gemara says, Mafish Tlevu La'atzmen, the Rambam says it the way the Gemara says it. But it's Mamish the same Din, there's a Din Pinyin, and if not Pinyin, there's a Din Arifa. Kamuvin, it's a bissel dachik in the Divya Rambam. I saw the Briskirav, what's a Shtelzach? He names on that the Rambam here means there's no Din Arifa, but it's a plea, what's a Chilik? So the Chilik in the cases is, and it fits the way we're saying, by a Ger, the Pshat is, the suffix on the Gufa Mechayim. He zicha has a Petah Chamar. The Zacha here was a pet to Chamar. The Shaila is, was the Chamar belonging to a Yid, was there a Mechayiv B'chlal? Hashem came by Chamar Shle Birchav Yol, the Zacha in the Keva, Avadi has a Mechayiv, he has a Chamar. The Shaila is there a pet to Rechem to give? I saw the Nezer HaKadosh, Eifenart says that that's the Chilik, and he says a Drashis HaPsukim to explain it. I'm Zida HaChilik, Avadi, that's the Chilik. But I don't have a good Svar L'Chalik, if by Gerish and his guy we have a suffix in the Ikka Mechayev, Mamaisu, we say that al suffix he has a din, live day say lareif. So, why shouldn't you say the same thing when you have a suffix? If he had a zacha first in the cave first, right, he should have a chiv, me suffix, live day say lareif. The Achrayim, Rav Shimon Shkop, and Mechaschinach, the Avies, you say in the Chinami, Mamish is the same thing. It's a little dachik in the Lashon Rambam. But, case, I don't have a svar lechalik. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, "My Tamid Rabbi Yehuda." Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's Asubano? Where does he get the Isra Ana from Pidyon Petach Hamar from? Amr Ula Yeshlech Davash Itzarch Pidiyu Mutter. If you need Pidiyah, how could it need Pidiyah not be Asubano? Aye, what about Bechor Adam? So Gemara says, "Yeshlech Davash Ekpidlo of Torah Besehu Mutter." Torah be Makpid Beseh, then it can't be that it's Mutter Bahano. What's the Svar? So the Chazanish says that the Yehuda holds, if all he's supposed to do is give money to a Kayin, give a set to a Kayin, you have to give exactly a set, Mali Hen, Mali Demayan. The Kayin could buy a set with what you give him. You give him money also. The Torah is makbid on a set, five stasis to make Afka. And he's bothered the Gemara Sakasha from Maisa Sheni, with the Torah is makbid on Kesef Tzura. And because of that, the Gemara said there has to be that it is Asabana, you're not allowed to sell the Maisa Sheni Be'etzim. But they really are being mafkia. You're being mafkia the Isra Achila. So he says the same thing. To mafkia the Isra Achila be'etzem, the Torah wanted you to eat something in Yerushalayim. If the point is to get the Shavius and be able to buy a similar amount of food in Yerushalayim, you wouldn't need a specific thing. It must be mafkia something else. That's done that in order to get it to Yerushalayim somehow. So that's what the Torah says. It must be this Nisra Ana there too. That's Rabbi Yehuda Svar. Now what's Rabbi Shimon Svar? Rav Shimon's svar is, how can it be that after the pinyon, Yeshlech davash apinyoyim mutav hu asur? After the pinyon, everything's mutter. If you're being mafkia, so it has to go somewhere. So that's what Gemara says. Rav Shimon also is not mistabit to say it's asur b'ana, because where the issa go to? He made a pinyon and that also remained mutter. The sand and the chmar are both mutter. And if Yudah says it's not mistabit to say there's no afka, because why would the Torah be makbid b'seh? Then the Gemara says that they argue with Kara. You have a drasha l'sava b'char shirecha v'leisagiz b'char tzeinecha. So one of them is to tell you that by Adam there's no issur of gizav avodah, the maskana. And the other, according to Reb Shimon, is to teach you that petach hamar is mutabana. And according to Yehuda, he needed to teach you that by shutvis akum there's no issur of gizav avodah. Reb Yehuda, shutvis akum is chayev and b'char, but it's completely chulin. There's no issur of gizav avodah klal uchlal. It's just a din to give it to a kite. Rav Shimon holds that Shutfis Akum is parted from Bechayr, so you need a pasuk for that. So Mel, use the pasuk to Mayit Petach Hamar. Ad Kan the Gemara. So the Svasem Ishtal Zechab, If we have a brice that says they argue about psukim, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan the pasuk. He darshans the pasuk for shut v'sakim. Rabbi Shimon darshans the pasuk to tell you that there's a heta for petach chamor. So this brice of Eistis is saying that in Svar, everyone knows it's also Rabbi Shimon has a bazunder pasuk to be matter. So why is Ula saying they're arguing in Svar? It's not like the brice. Chazanich tells on the same shayla. That's one shayla. But then there's a bigger shayla also. But again, the shayla of shut v'sakim, all the paskin paskin that shut v'sakim is potter. So they paskin the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rosh, everyone paskin shut v'sakim is potter. Bema says in Mefurish Gemara, on the Gilmam and Beis, Rava said, "Less the chash l'hadar Rabbi Yehuda, dama shut v'sakim chayevus u'b'chayer." No one holds that way. So that's a psak halacha. Hashenkin l'gabi the din of aser ba'ano. All the paskin paskin it's aser ba'ano. The Ramban, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, everyone paskins it's aser ba'ano. And the reason is because the Stam Mishnah is like a Yehuda. The Stam Mishnah that says that Yemafrish is sel afkurim yisur is like a Yehuda. An alachik Stam Mishnah. And also there's a klal, a Yehuda Reb Shimon, alachik Reb Yehuda. And Memson, the Gemara says it's pretty much enough Yud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Avina Kashalei, Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon, alachik Reb Yehuda, Vizasam Tanak Yehuda Vat, Armin alachik Reb Shimon. Come on, the Gemara says pretty clearly that the alachik is like a Yehuda that it's also Bahana. So the shayla is, this Gemara says it's totally ha-baha. The reason why Reb Shimon darshens the pasuk telling you it's muta b'ana is because he doesn't use the pasuk for shut v'sakim. So he has an extra pasuk. So merely darshens it's muta b'ana. And Reb Yehuda holds this asa b'ana is because he holds shut v'sakim is chayevis. So he needs the pasuk to tell you that by shut v'sakim, by behem etayr, it's muta b'ana. So he doesn't have a pasuk telling you petach hamar is muta b'ana. So how could we paskin that shut v'sakim is potter? And still, Petach Hamar is also Bano. L'chayr, you have extra pasuk then. What do you use the pasuk for? It's like Reb Yudin, like Reb Shimon. Elam, I said this fast emes, we hold like the Lishna Kama. But the Brisa says not that way. So what's the pshat? So, Leile Achreinim asks the Shalom. Rit Al-Ghazi asks the Shalom. And the Turi Evan, in the Akdamah to a Sefer Turi Evan, which is written on Megillah and Chagiga, he wrote that he happens to be learning Bechairis now. So right in the Akdama, what he's learning about in Bechairis, he happened to be learning this blunt. And he wrote this kasha, that how can we paskin that shut v'sakum is part of Bechair, and also paskin that petach hamar is also b'ano, it's a stira. Like a valdiga kasha. So the Chazanish and the Svas Enes and the Reb David Luria in the back, they all mechaven to the same teretz. And would also answer how Ula stims with the Braisa. Because Be'emis and by Bechor Be'em Etayr, is two dinim. There's a din Isser Hanah. You know what I have a Noah from a Bechor, it's Kachim. It's a din Isser Hanah. Now there's another din. There's a din Isser Gizan Aveda. You know what to cut the hair or do Aveda with a Bechor. Even if there's no Hanah. Like let's say you're cutting the hair because it has a Makkah and you want to smear some antibiotic on the Makkah. You know what to do it. There's an Isser Giza of Bechor. Even if you're not having any anoa from the hair. Let's say you want to do aveda with the Bechor and the Sada shall hefka for no reason. You're not having any anoa b'chlal. Als iser anoa be mutter. But this is a l'ksav b'chor shirech. This is a gizem aveda, nothing to do with anoa. There's also an iser anoa. So the Achrayim say that by Petach Hamor, it's not brought down an iser gizem aveda. It's interesting. The Svas Emes just says in Misvar, the Chazanish brings it from the Dig of the Rambam, but it's really, like the Radal says, it's really Mefurish in the Rosh. The Rosh makes this point, that Petter Hanoah, that he says in our Sugya, that the Petter Chamor is also Ba'anoah, is Dafka Hanoah, but Gizem Avodah, when you're not having Hanoah, is Mutter, and as I state in the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Shin Chavalev. So Zagin the Achreinim, Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold that way. Rabbi Yehuda held that Petter Chamor is also Gizem Avodah, even when there's no Hanoah. That means Rashi has come out Mefurish that way. Because Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda uses the pasuk to Feshut Fesakim. Avo petach amar l'memayit mahaikra, v'chol kamad l'memayit l'shirin alay, d'loi gara mi b'chor b'yem etayra. It's the same as b'chor b'yem etayra. B'chor b'yem etayra is avada asa b'gizav avayda. So mele, here we talk a pasuk like Rabbi Shimon, that there's no isa gizav avayda in a petach amar. Now that's al gizav avayda. What about Hanah? So this Lashon that says the Argin Bikra held that a Zayvir of Shimon has a Miut. Figiz of Avodah. The meat for Gizav Avaida also teaches him a heter ana. Like this, he would say it's also bahana. But the meat of Gizav Avaida also teaches you a heter ana. And Reb Yehuda happens not to have a meat for Gizav Avaida. That's what this lashon holds. But Ula holds no. Ula holds there's no shaches. Gizav Avaida is one din, and heter ana is a completely different din. The Chazon Ish is masber. You can have an issa Gizav Avaida and it be mutar b'ana. It could be totally mutar b'ana. You just can't cut the hair and you can't do Avaida. You could do other things with it. You could sell it. You could have ana in other ways. You can warm yourself up with it. You can't do Gizav Avaida. Or you can have an issa hana, but there's a het to Gizav Avaida. As long as you're not having ana while you're doing the Gizav Avaida, it could be het to Gizav Avaida. They're not totally haba b'chalal. So the Lashon Sheni of the Gemara held that it's all learned out. The Gemara learns out from Gizav Avaida. Rabbi Huda doesn't have a mead for Gizav Avaida. Everyone in Svar would hold it's also b'ana. Rabbi Huda has a heter. Rabbi Huda doesn't have a heter for Gizav Avaida either. So Mele it's also b'ana and also b'Gizav Avaida. Rabbi Shimon, since he has a pasuk b'mat the Gizav Avaida, you learn out from the pasuk who then it's mutar b'ana. That's what the Lashon Sheni holds. But Ula holds no. Ula holds. That's by Gizav Avaida. And then we talk about passing like Rav Shimon. That's why we hold this mutter by Gizav Avaida if there's no Hana. By Gizav Avaida, there's no Shachas Tana. Hana is a different Shaila. Now he says it's not so schwer. Now, as Rav Shimon said, Avarai, it's mutter by Hana. Because how could it be that the pidyon will make it mutter by Hana? The pidyon is mutter and still it's Aser. How could it be the pidyon's mafkir this or Hana and the Kedusha didn't go anywhere? So why do you have that same taina by Gizav Avaida? Why does he need a pasuk for Gizav Avaida? So the Chazish is not shver. Isra Ana and Pidyon, they go together. That's why Behuda knows there's an Isra Ana. Because since the Pidyon needs a set, so you need a specific Pidyon, it's being mafkia something. Davzayin, it's asib Ana. Rav Shimon says, no, obviously nothing's being mafkiat because it says not becoming Kaddish. Elamai, it's mutab Ana. But Gizav Avaida has nothing to do with Pidyon. That the Peter Chamar would be mutter to Gizav Avaida, even according to Buda after the Pidyon, is not because the Pidyon was mafkir this to Gizav Avaida. Gizav Avaida is a din in the Shem Bechar. It's not a Kedusha, it's a din in the Shem Bechar. And Mimela, once you did the Pidyon, it loses the Shem Bechar. Mimela, it's mutter to Gizav Avaida. Then Rav Shimon wouldn't say that you have a Hechrich that it had to be mutter because nothing happened. Then Rav Shimon needs a Pasuk. Now, the Lashon Sheni of Gemara held that once you have a pasuk telling you that this mutter b'gizav avaida, who then it's mutter b'ana? Ula el's not mukrich. It could be also b'ana, even though it's mutter b'gizav avaida. So that's how we paskin that it's mutter b'gizav avaida. And that's stein shulchan aruch, that's stein the rush. And the Rambam's also mashed away because he never says an isa gizav avaida. He says an isa ana. So we paskin like Rav Shimon that petach amar is mutter b'gizav avaida, as long as you're not having ana. But the Isra Ana, that's learned out from the fact that the Torah was makbid b'seh, that's Ula. That we pass on Rabbi Yehuda because Stamas Nisan Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda Rishim and Alachak Rabbi Yehuda. And so the Brisky Rav was bothered. He held it's not shaykh to say the Chamar is Stamas Nisan Gizav Avayda be'etzim. Because the Chamar can't have Kedusha Zaguf. Gizav Avayda is telling Kedusha Zaguf. Hano, yeah. Hano, even Kedusha's Domim could be an Isra Ana. But Gizav Avaida itself has to be mitzad Kedusha Guf, and it's not Shaykh Kedusha Guf by Chamar. The male is not Shaykh Gizav Avaida by Chamar altogether. Since that's Svara, but then you're going to have to learn this male of Gemara that's saying the heter for Petah Chamar is not a heter for Gizav Avaida. That wouldn't have been Asur anyway. The heter would have to be a heter for Ana. So you'd have these kashas. Then how can we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? That chut v'sakum, that's also by Noah, and paskin like, not like a Yehuda, but chut v'sakum. And also, what's the pshat and nula? How could that doesn't stem with the raisa? But he's masking. Rashi says mafurish that the reason why we also megizav avayda is l'gar from b'char b'em t'meya. He also brings Rabbeinu Gershom that learns klai that we're talking about the gizav avayda kaidim pindim. We're talking about the gizav avayda of the petach hamar. But he says it sounds like it's a shayach. Even though it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf, maybe it's like a Bechar B'almum. It doesn't really have Kedushas Aguf, but the Torah gave the Kedushas Bechar to Asir B'Gizav Avaida. And according to Bid, it's Taka Asir B'Gizav Avaida, because you don't have a Pasuk to be Mati, even with Adana. And that it's Mutter B'Gizav Avaida Loch is because we all like Rav Shimon and we dash in the Pasuk. And that it's Asir B'Ana is because L'maisa, we hold that the Isra Ana is not Tolin G'Gizav Avaida. This one has a separate machlekes from Yehuda and Shimon, and that machlekes we have a stam mishnah like Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda and Shimon like Reb Yehuda. That we pass like Reb Yehuda because there's no shaykes to the din of shut v'sakum like the chesmen of the achrayim, the chazanish, the svasemis, and the Reb David Luria.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maariv Mechaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.